It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon to you. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB and 93.9 FM. Oh, we got a lot of area to cover here today. We have a couple of representatives from Marshall County Farm Bureau with us, of course, so regional boss Angie Nelson joining us again, and Hello. We welcome Brittany Toe into our studio. She's a member of the Farm Bureau Board and also a member of the Central Iowa Fair Board, so it's good to have you here as well.
Thank you.
And we are going to talk today about, excuse me while I make some adjustments here, because somebody was obviously you. Anyway, we're going to talk about a number of things today, but Andrew, we want to start with some programs that the Farm Bureau is offering that you want to make sure people are aware of.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that Marshall County Farm Bureau is working on. One is a member benefit, but folks that are not Farm Bureau members can also partake in it. It's just a difference in the cost, and it's given by Health Gauge, and it used to be Stroke Detection Plus, and now they go under the name of Health Gauge, but they do a stroke screening, and they do it by appointment only, and we had one here in May at our office, and it filled up really, really quickly. So we opened up an additional date, and that date is June 30th. And so you need to make appointments ahead of time, and they schedule them in all day. So they're there from mm-hmm. about 8:30. They'll take their first appointments until 4:30. And the appointment number is 1-877-732-8258. And again, that's for stroke screening. And what they do is they offer four different tests that normally are not covered by insurances mm-hmm. at the doctor's office. And they do it, I think it's $120. And then there's a discount for Farm Bureau members. But you can get them. One is an ultrasound of the carotid arteries. And one is to screen for aneurysms. One is to screen for peripheral artery disease. And then the last one is a screening for atrial fibrillation. So there's four different tests that you can do that are stroke markers that assess the risk mm-hmm. that you might have for stroke. And again, this is a company that we work with and we have for a number of years. And Marshall County usually gets one screening about every 6 months. But we just had them here in May, and they're just getting started after the year they weren't allowed to be here because of COVID. So we were really excited. And ours filled up so quickly that they decided to open another day. Okay. So that's coming up June 30th. And then the other program that I wanted to highlight, we still have some space available in our Regrow Your Landscapes program. And that is the Marshall County Farm Bureau Board applied for a grant to help folks that have homestead trees or trees in windbreak that have been damaged by the derecho last year. And so those trees, if I know we have a lot of folks who are doing spring plantings, even still now, mm-hmm. Or if they already did, if you did spring plantings after April 1st and you have your receipts, and a lot of folks will put trees in the ground and then save the receipts because most of the places that sell them will guarantee them for at least a year.
Sure.
As long as the owner's taken good faith to water them in dry conditions like this year so far. But so if you're a Marshall County Farm Bureau member, you just need to give us a call at the office, which is 641-753-6637. Talk to Shelney or talk to me, and we'll get you on our list, and we still have some space available. So the grant funds, when they're done, but Farm Bureau members can apply for up to $300 of reimbursement for those trees that they've purchased and put in. And then with that, they can also designate an additional $100 to go to the rural community of their choice. And if they have a tree fund, then we'll be making a one-time donation mm-hmm. of all the funds that people have designated for those certain communities.
And you brought up one of the magic words right now, and that's dry. You hearing a lot of concern right now about this weather pattern, or is it a little bit too early yet? Even though I know we're in partial drought conditions.
We are, and I think most folks are keeping an eye on things, but you know we have plants that emerged early and got a really good start, and then they had a week of rain. And then since then, it's the hot. You know, we went from 35 degrees one day on a Friday to
a week later, we were up well over 80, yeah.
So it's definitely an interesting set of growing conditions that we're working in. We've got soils that were depleted of moisture from last year's drought, And it just puts a lot of stress on a brand new growing crop. And I know we've got a lot of folks that are out spraying now, and they just are really concerned that if this pattern continues, we're going to have a really tough summer.
Yeah. Well, let's hope not. We don't need another tough summer around these parts. From Mother Nature, especially.
Not at all.
From Mother Nature. Well, one of the other things that's coming up here, it starts just about a month from now, is the Central Iowa Fair. And Brittany, you're wearing a couple of different hats here, not only as a board member for Marshall County Farm Bureau, but for the Central Iowa Fair. I'm sure everybody's excited to be able to have it this year after,
yes.
You know, that last year thing.
Yes, we are planning a full fair plus things because it is, we're ready. We want the kids to have fun. We want everybody to come out and have fun and enjoy it. So, yes, there are a ton of new events, and we're just getting ready for it. So
how does it work for you to have kind of, I don't want to say two masters, but, you know, you've got a couple different areas that you kind of have a responsibility for, the Farm Bureau and then for the fair. Do they mesh pretty well?
They do. There's a lot of differences between everything, but it's kind of nice to kind of be the liaison between different ones, and I can say, oh, well, I'll go back to this board member and talk to them, or I'll go over there and talk to them. It's nice to be able to have different people throughout the community that you work with, mm-hmm. So to be able to network with. And
we've got a couple of events that Marshall County Farm Bureau does at the fair.
Right.
But then there's a lot of other events that happen at the fair. And I think we just all want to see the fair succeed and
yes.
be awesome. And it's a great community event. And we
yes.
want folks to be able to feel like they can go out to the fair. If they don't know what's going on at the fair, ask questions. Because those 4-H kids and the FFA students, they're supposed to be able to help people who come to the fair understand what they're seeing and learn about what they're seeing. And those kids are really good at talking about their projects.
Mm-hmm. They are. They are. I mean, growing up showing cattle and stuff myself, you'd always have people come by. Can I pet your cow? Can I do this? Can I? And then they ask a gazillion questions when it comes along with that. So it only helps the kids get more knowledgeable in what they're doing as well. So, and I love hearing that. I'm a big supporter of kids and ag. So, yes.
So talk about the couple of events that are Farm Bureau related. I mean, you know, we've got you here from the Farm Bureau, so let's make sure people know about that.
Yeah. So one of the events that we have is going to be Thursday, July 15th. We're going to have our Farm Bureau member appreciation lunch, and that will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We would like RSVPs by July 2nd, just that way we make sure we have enough lunch provided for everybody. And you can call an RSVP at the 641-753-6637, or you can call Angie as well. Anybody who's a non-Farm Bureau member just pays $5 for your meal, but we've done this for several years, and I know last year we didn't get to have any member appreciation for our Farm Bureau members, so definitely come out and get a meal and be able to chat with everybody, so we'd love to see everybody out there. So.
And what is the other one there?
Yes, the other event is something, like we said, we're bringing a ton of new things to the fair this year, and this one is one of them. It is the cookout contest. So it's posted by the Farm Bureau as well as the Melbourne 4-H Club. And so what it is this going to be Saturday, July 17th. Any Iowa resident 13 years or older, amateurs only. So we're going to have three different teams. You can either be in the youth, individual, or a team of 2 to 4 people. And we have different categories selected. So we are only going to do beef, pork, or poultry. And there is also going to be a showmanship judging contest part. So we would like you guys to call and register ahead. Again, that number is 641-753-6637. You can talk to Shelney about that. Or Shelney, sorry.
That's okay. I'm doing that too with her. Don't feel bad.
And the winners of each category then get to go on to state down at the Iowa State Fair and participate down there. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, you can just call the office and get the list on what everything you're going to need and go from there.
So do you have, you know, these are all amateur specialists, but barbecue specialists, cooking specialists. Do you have some amateur judges too? To take part of that?
We're hoping for. We have a couple of folks in mind who have done a little bit before, but we're also looking for a celebrity judge who likes to eat.
Well, that's Kyle, isn't
yeah.
it? So I don't know why she was looking at me, but she got, I've heard Angie has eyes in the back of her head, so she's looking at Kyle, too.
So we're certainly hoping for a celebrity of some sort to go along with the other judges that we have. And, you know, the challenge of the cookout contest is, one, you need to bring all of the things that you need to the fair. But, two, the reward of that is it's people will come by and they'll visit and they'll want to ask you about what you're doing. And really, to register, we need your name and your phone number and the recipe that you intend to cook while you're there. People come to the fairgrounds with raw meat and they can back it up. So we're doing the judging at the Central Iowa Fair at 5 p.m.
Yep.
Which means we're going to have somebody there after 9. They can check in whatever time they want to during the day, as long as they have enough time to get their raw meat recipe cooked for the competition at 5 p.m. So I would guess most grillers are going to be there sometime in between, you know, 11 and noon to give themselves time to get set up and to get their creation made and tasty and make everything awesome. And I think the youth and the team opportunities would be really fun for people, too.
I think it'll be great because I've talked to a couple youth teams like to try to get together and get something going. So, because I know kids love to do that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. So what's the favorite part of the fair for you, Brittany?
Oh, my gosh. like I said, I've been a part of the fair, Marsh County Fair, since early 90s. I'm a beef girl, so Fridays are my day. I keep busy with the fair for the show that day. That's a good one. I love the races. We got tons of bands coming out this year, which I'm super excited for. The youth rodeo. Honestly, I think that brings the biggest crowds is the youth rodeo. We have a bull riding competition that comes out as well, but the youth rodeo is amazing. The folks that put that on, I mean, they've got everything from mutton busting, haystack, or I think they do haystacking. It's just fun to watch all those little kids get out there and do that. It's my favorite part, just to walk around and see all the youth with their projects. So
how do you balance all of this with being a shop owner at Britt Marie's Boutique and all that? Is one and a stress relief for the other, maybe a little bit?
Oh, probably, yes, because I tell you what, when I was working last year, a full-time job and running the boutique, and I tell you what, I thought when I got rid of my full-time job and just did the boutique, things would change, but then I got elected to the Farm Bureau Board, and I can't stay still, so.
So do you get a lot of folks who come in and talk to you about the fair a little bit or about Farm Bureau in your boutique?
I have a lot of people who come talk fair with me just because they've known me from the fair for many years. Since Farm Bureau is still really new to me, I get a ton of people that's ready for fair, talk their shows that they're going to with their kids. That's what I get the most of. So, yes.
One of the things I really appreciate that Brittany's done for a number of years is she helps foster experiences with livestock for young 4-H'ers that maybe don't have that opportunity at their own homes. And I think that that's been a really neat leadership opportunity, not only for Brittany, but for a lot of the students that she's fostered. I'm a club leader for the Gilman Rustlers, and we've had several kids come over to her club so that they have that opportunity to learn something that they wouldn't have the access to.
Yep.
So
how much fun is it now to be on the other side? You've been involved in these type of things as Angie kind of put here since you were little,
knee high
to the table we're sitting right here or something about that. How much fun is it to be on the other side of it now?
You know, I love it. And also being on the fair board, it's kind of interesting to like see all the planning that goes into it. Like before you're like, okay, all these things just come together. But being on it, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so many things that everybody has to get together. And again, I love, you know, with the kids, I like teaching them and just getting to talk to them all. So,
well, it's great having you both in here talking about it. I know a lot of folks looking forward to the fair coming up. And, of course, Marshall County Farm Bureau, always a big part of it. So we appreciate it. As always, Angie Nelson, regional manager for our region here with Marshall County Farm Bureau, and Brittany Toe, a member of the Farm Bureau Board and then doubles up on the Central Iowa Fair. They'll find more ways to keep you busy if you keep saying yes. Hey, thank you both for your time, and thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230, KFJB, and 93.9 FM.